Well Done, Secret Seven by Enid Blyton. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1, The Secret Seven Meet.
"Where's my badge? Where's my badge?" said Janet. "I know I put it into this drawer."
And out of the drawer came handkerchiefs, socks and ribbons flying in the air.
"Janet," said Mummy crossly, "do look what you're doing. I only tidied that drawer this morning. What is it you want?
Your Secret Seven badge?"
"Yes, there's a meeting this morning and I can't go without my badge," said Janet. "Peter wouldn't let me into the shed. I know he wouldn't. He's awfully strict about badges."
And away went another shower of handkerchiefs into the air.
"Well, you certainly won't find it in the drawer now," said Mummy. And she bent and picked up a little round badge with the letters SS worked neatly on it. "You've thrown it out of the drawer with your hankies, silly."
"Oh, give it to me, Mummy, give it to me," cried Janet. But Mummy wouldn't.
"No, you pick up all those things first and tidy them in the drawer," she said.
"But the Secret Seven meet in 5 minutes," cried Janet. "Peter's down in our shed already."
"Then you can be late," said Mummy, and walked out of the room with the little badge. Janet groaned. She picked up everything and stuffed it back into the drawer as tidily as she could in a hurry. Then she tore downstairs.
"I've done it, Mummy, and I promise..."